American Medical Association publishes article exploring subsidized uterus transplants for biological men. By Hannah Blow on August 23, 2023. The American Medical Association published an article that explores taxpayer-funded uterus transplants as a solution for transgender women, biological males who believe they are female, to help consolidate their chosen gender. The article, written by Timothy F. Murphy, Ph.D., and Kelsey Mumford, was published in a June issue of the AMA Journal of Ethics with the title, Should Uterus Transplantation for Trans Women and Trans Men Be Subsidized? The article points to successful uterus transplantation, UTH, among biological females and concluded that it suggests that trans women and some trans men will also likely have interest in this intervention. However, the article correctly asserts that many taxpayers will not be as willing to subsidize such procedures for biological males. It notes that transgender women could be interested in uterus transplants not only to carry their own child but to simply consolidate their identities or affirm their chosen gender. The article estimates uterus transplantation to cost between $100,000 and $300,000, although it notes that this is often covered by institutions, grants, or, in some cases, insurance. Related, Rep. Crenshaw on transgenderism, we have to discuss science. The article admits that there has been no uterus transplant to date in trans women that we know of, but it cites some experts who believe it is possible. It also argues that biological men who believe they are women may experience psychological distress due to their lack of female parts. Therefore, uterus transplants could be a viable option to rectify that. Trans women lack a trait, the ability to bear children, that may cause them to experience psychological dissonance in a way that undermines their health and well-being, the article states. The lack of a uterus also closes off the prospect of gestating a child in a way that is available to women as a class. It follows that lack of a uterus is an obstacle to full participation in the social goods attached to women's identity, it continues. That aside, the article emphasizes that a uterus transplant could simply help biological men who identify as women to consolidate their identity as female, despite the fact that it is a biological impossibility. However, the article adds that a uterus transplant may be viewed as less important than other trans surgeries, such as facial surgery aimed to feminize features. Their masculine typical appearance can elicit harm, threats of harm, and social discrimination. Facial feminization can significantly diminish that adversity. The article reasons, admitting that a uterus transplant provides no outward benefit. Despite that, the article's authors argue that such a surgery still has the value of gender affirmation. Questions still remain, however, and the article's authors anticipate that transgender women will likely join cis women in seeking subsidies for the procedure from government and private payers. Related, Oli London, Modern Conversion Therapy is Woke Corporations Forcing You to Embrace the Trans Movement. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Marty Makary is among those who have questioned the article's arguments. It is odd that the AMA is choosing to really focus on this activist position rather than fund the important research we need in transgender medicine, Makary said. What's the regret rate after transition surgery? What's the long-term complication rate of hormones? He asked, concluding that such studies are not being done. Instead of funding those studies, they've chosen to take an activist position, Makary added. Update: after publication, the American Medical Association reached out to note that the viewpoints expressed in the article about subsidized uterine transplants for biological men are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of the AMA. An AMA spokesperson wrote that the AMA has no position, existing or anticipated, on the issue of uterus transplantation in transgender individuals. The story and headline have been updated accordingly.